Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas Podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas Podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
A plot to blow up Fight Night at the White House.
A potential nightmare scenario stopped in its tracks.
The coordinated planned terrorist plot.
What we've learned about the ring of accused conspirators.
The targets.
Capitalist elites, billionaires.
Then swept away.
Two best friends napping on the beach when a sudden ocean wave dragged them out to sea.
They're way too far out there now.
They were the screams of joy heard across America.
A neighbor who heard a woman screaming thought she was under attack and called 911.
How it ended in a police shooting of the family dog in his Knicks shirt.
Celebrates the Knicks.
Plus World Cup crunch.
Crowd chaos.
Then, more on the death throw shocking the world. Do these guys have a history of recklessness? He's leaping off the ledge with a kid. And is that someone inside the body bag?
Now, Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim.
Hello and thanks for joining us. Drone attack foiled. Potential disaster at the White House UFC event averted. We're now learning that five suspects have been arrested for allegedly plotting to have drones with bombs explode close to the event, forcing the 100,000 spectators to run right into the path of snipers. As Anne Mercogliano reports, the feds say they were able to stop it in time.
We're learning new details today about the alleged plot to blow up Fight Night at the White House. Authorities say it involved drones loaded with explosives and snipers targeting anyone who fled the scene.
Potential nightmare scenario stopped in its tracks.
It was discovered just days before it happened, and it's chilling.
The FBI say they've arrested five suspects across four states who they say were among 12 conspirators plotting the assault. In court documents, they're described as ex-military and ultra-religious who expressed anti-government sentiments with grievances over government corruption and the handling of the Epstein files. It's alleged the conspirators communicated via the messaging app Signal. They shared maps of the White House and the park known as the Ellipse, just south of the White House, where thousands of UFC fans had gathered on Sunday night watching the action on big screens. Court papers say the plot was uncovered after one suspect, Tyson Proper, was turned in by his mom.
I'm a geek guy. I'm very good with computers.
Proper from Cincinnati is 13 in this video. He's now 19 and just graduated from high school. He allegedly spent $3,000 of his graduation money on an AR-style rifle, ammunition, and other supplies for the White House raid. Others arrested include Michael Allen Thomas and Brian Omar Roa. Just last week, Roa, who lives in Riverside, California, posted videos of himself training with a gun.
Very good.
According to the FBI, the plot involved launching a swarm of killer drones in the first wave, loaded with explosives, sparking fear and panic. Once the spectators started running for their lives, they planned to cut them down using automatic weapons, their targets, the billionaires, and VIP guests. And there were lots of them, the president, all his children and grandchildren, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, UFC honcho Dana White, and Vice President Vance. Well,
thank God this attack was apparently thwarted. The event was so amazing, the sense of patriotism, the pride that everybody felt. It was a very fun evening. So this could have been a very terrible tragedy.
It was a serious threat. We take all threats of a large nature very seriously.
Now, many are asking, is such a siege of the White House in which drones are deployed even possible? It sounds like something out of the movies.
The scariest part of this really is the drones. That type of attack is my greatest fear.
I spoke to drone expert Chris Fink.
Can you launch drones carrying explosives near the White House?
Yes, you can.
That's terrifying. That's horrific.
I certainly hope there are immense counter-drone measures in place at the White House. And so there's really no way to know what would have happened if these drones had attempted to take off.
President Trump in France at the G7 summit says he hasn't been briefed.
The FBI thwarted an attack.
I haven't heard about it, no. But I watched the attack that I watched were the fighters.
The second phase of the drone attack plot allegedly called for a ground wave of attackers to storm the White House gate. It's terrifying video of two women being swept away in rough waters in California. They were napping on the beach when the tide came in and carried them out to sea. Rescuers unable to reach them in time. Victoria Rancagno is there.
It's truly terrifying. Two young women are swept out to sea.
Confirmed water rescue at the Panther Beach State Park.
You can see their heads bobbing in the water.
Oh, they got swept out. Hopefully they can make it back in.
The powerful waves are too strong for them to make it back to shore.
They're way too far out there now.
A helicopter is dispatched to conduct a rescue operation to no avail.
The two close friends who've known each other since high school were reportedly taking an afternoon nap on the beach in Santa Cruz when an unexpectedly powerful tide suddenly came up and washed them away.
The two women have been identified as Harshita Nair and Mahil Swan.
This beach behind me is where the women were swept into the ocean. And this area has a lot of little coves and inlets. And what can happen is as the tide gets higher, it cuts off the access for people to go to the beach. And it will in turn trap them.
It's just the latest episode in California involving beachgoers caught off guard by powerful waves. Last week, a 5-year-old girl walking along the beach with her family in Laguna Beach was swept away and drowned. It's called king tides, and they happen when there is a new or full moon. The unpredictable conditions can change in an instant, turning a relaxing day at the beach into a nightmare. Lifeguards can be seen racing into the water to save this swimmer with the powerful waves crashing on them. This woman tries to cross as the water sweeps over a lifeguard tower. And this lifeguard tower collapses. It's no match for the deadly king tides.
Authorities across California have issued warnings to watch for changing surf conditions and only swim where there are lifeguards. There was nothing more deafening than the sound of Knicks fans screaming for joy after their big win. But one woman's joyful screams were mistaken for distress, and that led to the death of the family dog wearing a Knicks jersey. Allison Hall tells us what happened, and we have to warn you, the video is upsetting.
They were the screams heard across the USA. Americans yelling their heads off as the New York Knicks won the championship for the first time in 53 years in a come-from-behind victory.
It's over! It's over! Knicks fans, this is not a dream!
But the chorus of joy has now led to heartbreak at a Los Angeles apartment building.
Oh my God, Jameson! No!
A poodle golden retriever St. Bernard mix named Jameson was shot and killed by a cop.
So what happened? The LA resident was in her apartment enthusiastically reacting to the Knicks win. But a neighbor who heard her screams thought she was under attack and called 911.
I still can't believe it happened. I can't believe any of this is happening.
Jeremiah Garcia was on the phone with his mom when the shooting took place.
She opens the door. And then I hear two loud bangs coming from the phone, and then I hear my mother screaming.
Do you think he was ever a threat?
No, never, never. I don't think he was. He was very nice and sweet to people. He probably thought that my mother opening the door was going to lead to meeting a new person.
LAPD tells Inside Edition, while speaking with a resident, a large dog was by her side barking at the officers. The officers asked her to secure the dog, and the resident closed her door momentarily. She reopened the door, and the dog exited the apartment. Once outside of the apartment, the dog charged at one of the officers, resulting in an officer-involved shooting. Meanwhile, Marie Marseille, a native New Yorker and lifelong fan of the Knicks, says she took this photo of Jameson in a Knicks jersey just moments before the shots rang out.
We were just so happy. We were just celebrating the Knicks.
The family tells us the neighbor who called 911 feels overwhelmingly sad and guilty about what happened. If there was fear Americans wouldn't embrace soccer now that the World Cup is on our shores, forget about it. The matches coast to coast have been met with massive crowds. Justin Finch is right in the middle of today's big event.
It's just 11 miles from Manhattan to the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, where World Cup matches are being held.
But fans have been told to set out for the stadium 5 hours before the game because of the crowds and tight security.
Folks, right this way, come on in.
The games are drawing a huge number of fans. This was the line at MetLife Stadium after Saturday's game, as frustrated fans waited to board buses back to Manhattan. Last night, boos and jeers echoed across the SoFi Stadium in L.A. as the Iranian national team took the field in a game against New Zealand. L.A. is home to the largest number of Iranians who fled their homeland in the aftermath of the 1979 revolution.
Meanwhile, social media is getting a kick out of fans from Europe who are getting their first taste of the U.S. and are blown away by all the things that we take for granted.
Sean Cumming is from Scotland, and his encounter with the country store chain Buc-ee's in Texas is going viral.
The beaver nuggets. I'm going to put these in my suitcase and fly them back to Scotland.
This fan is amazed by yellow school buses. They remind him of the Magic School Bus cartoon.
Wait, the yellow buses are actually real?
Yes, all over.
What? I thought that was like only in cartoons.
Leah Ray, a tourist from England, says she can't get enough of Chick-fil-A, just about non-existent in the UK. Don't even get me started on the sauce, she says. And Elsa, who comes from Sweden, posted, why are the fire trucks so beautiful? She also shot this video of a truck stop and made a discovery for her ranch dressing.
It's so good. I can't live without it now.
I feel the same. Next up for Team USA, they're taking on Australia Friday. Shock continues after a woman was thrown from a bridge in Brazil because she was never attached to a safety cord. Three workers from that jump site were arrested, charged with homicide, and it turns out one of the suspects has a history of what many are calling reckless jumps.
We're learning more about that fatal leap in Brazil that has led to worldwide outrage. One suspect who was charged with homicide is a daredevil whose social media accounts are flooded with jaw-dropping stunts. In this jump, the suspect, identified as Luis Felipe Feliciano Egorov, can be seen holding a child, and off they go in this heart-stopping stunt. It's the same abandoned bridge where the 21-year-old woman was thrown without a rope, ending in her death. The child appears to be wearing a safety harness, but just the same, it is heart-stopping. And he's jumped with kids before. Look at this. There's a countdown. Then the leap. The kid holds on for dear life. He also posted this video. There's somebody inside the body bag being thrown off the bridge. Here, somebody is tied to a bodyboard as they're tossed off the bridge. Across the world, bungee jumping is getting a bad name for what happened in Brazil.
For sure, it has a negative PR impact on our business because the world has reported it as bungee jumping.
Nick Steers is a bungee jumping expert, and he wants to make it clear this is not bungee jumping. It's actually rope swinging.
And that's a completely different industry than bungee jumping. A lot of the time, the rope jumping industry sees accidents and they get falsely attributed to bungee jumping.
When you watch this, what goes through your mind? Do you find yourself asking the question, how on earth did this happen?
You can see that they had three people carrying out this particular act, but you ask serious questions about the level of competency of those people.
We'll be back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Next, the Hell on Wheels girl who deliberately crashed her car into a brick wall at 100 miles an hour.
Did she communicate in a secret language behind bars?
What is that language?
What her mom is saying today. And bike race. Oh no, here comes Granny. Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim. We'll be right back.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The woman at the center of the hit Netflix documentary, The Crash, who killed her boyfriend and their friend by driving into a brick wall, has a secret language with her mom. In a new interview with our Stephen Fabian, her mom confirms they have their own unique way of communicating. So what are they talking about?
Hell on Wheels driver Mackenzie Shirilla's mother is hitting out at claims that her daughter is behaving like a Mean Girls character in prison.
A former inmate who was behind bars with Mackenzie has come out and said, oh, she wants to be the Regina George of prison. She's like a mean girl in there. Is that true?
No. I wish that people would stop believing everything that those other people are saying. It's not fair. Mackenzie's days are comprised of her laying in bed, watching movies, drawing, painting. She paints a lot. She does walk around in the yard with her friends like everybody else does. And she prides herself on building people up in there.
Mackenzie was convicted of intentionally driving her car into a brick wall at 100 miles an hour, killing her boyfriend and their friend. She claims she suffered a medical blackout. Natalie Shirilla tells me she visits her daughter twice a month at the prison in Ohio, where she's serving 15 years to life. An audio recording of Mackenzie talking to her mother from prison has caused an uproar, with Mackenzie complaining about her life today.
I've just been thinking about, like, how I'm just going to be, like, old when I get out of jail. I'm not going to be able to have kids or, like, a family.
Mackenzie was also heard speaking to her mom in what sure sounds like a secret language or code.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, is right.
What is that language, and how did she learn it?
So it's not secret. It's just something fun. I've just always known it. I even taught it to my friends growing up, because when you see, like, a cute boy, and you're walking down the street, and he's cute, and you don't want him to hear it, you could just say, you know, he's really cute. In the jail calls, she's talking to me like that because it might be about somebody that's next to her. You know, my roommate's really cool. You know, she's super cool, or if she was, like, scared and wanted to tell me something private. We have nothing to hide, like, nothing. There's no reason to be secretive. We have nothing to hide.
Mackenzie Shirilla will not be eligible for parole until October 2037.
Still to come, bike race. Oh, no, here comes Granny.
big scare at a bike race involving a granny on a scooter.
The bike race is on. What a spectacle. Then this happens. An elderly woman on a motor scooter heads right into the race. A cyclist flips over the handlebars. Four other riders also went down in the mishap in Germany. Remarkably, no one was seriously hurt.
So scary. Coming up, three patriotic sisters.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Finally today, it's National Flag Week, honoring the Stars and Stripes, and this trio of singing sisters is celebrating. Take it away.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Can't get more patriotic than that. We'll see you next time.
Hello, and welcome to Pluto Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, just stream it for free on Pluto TV, where all your blockbuster favorites are landing all summer long. Catch Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Fantastic.
Men in Black, 1-3.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mean Girls.
Shut up.
Titanic.
I'm the king of the world.
And so much more. For showtimes, press nothing. They're free 24/7.
That is so fetch.
On Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.